Welcome to the Wedding 101 podcast. Hello, my name is David Rothstein. This program was designed to be a helpful resource for both brides and grooms as well as wedding professionals. It was designed to give listeners real insights from the top wedding professionals in the nation. Each new show features a wedding professional from a different aspect of wedding planning. Photographers, caterers, wedding planners, florists, venues, brides and grooms, and many more. These interviews will give you lots of great ideas how to get the best results for your wedding. Wedding vendors can also learn from fellow professionals. If you have an idea for a guest or a topic, please let me know, and we hope you enjoy our first podcast. So we are excited to have a very special guest here today, master Chicago photographer Victoria Sprung, and thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And before we get started with some of the questions, let me go through a little bit of background about Victoria. Victoria grew up with a darkroom in her home and suspects she inherited her passion for photography through her artistic family. Starting with landscapes and nature, she eventually moved on to the more varied art of photographing people. Her strong background in fashion and actor headshots has shaped her ability to make her clients look their best. She blends her technique and style with a genuine love for shooting live events, especially wedding celebrations. And Victoria feels privileged to be able to create art for a living. She wants nothing more than to help people get the wedding that's going to be absolutely magical and unique to them. And let me give you Victoria's contact information, because you'll certainly want to contact her and take a look at all her fabulous photography work. Her website is www.sprungphoto.com, sprungphoto.com, and you can call the office at 312-235-6779, 312-235-6779, or another number, her cell is 312-560-0401. And she is an absolutely, not only incredibly talented photographer, but a real true professional. I have a live music company, David Rothstein Music, and we've been very lucky to have worked with Victoria quite a bit. And she does terrific work. She's really great to work with. And she is not only a spectacular photographer, but somebody who really cares about her clients and is extremely knowledgeable about what she does. So let's get started. And tell me, first of all, what do you love most about taking photographs for weddings?
I think a lot of what I love about weddings is the variety. I've done a lot of different types of photography throughout my life, professionally and for fun. I kind of love that I go from shooting details to shooting candids, photojournalism, really creative portraits, and then all the way back again. I love all that variety throughout the day of doing something different. And I think that's why I only do weddings now, because I think there's just nothing more thrilling than shooting a wedding.
And weddings are so unique, too, because all the personalities and everything like that. So
yes, every single wedding is completely different. I think there's a lot of weddings that have a very similar structure, but every weekend it's going to be something completely different, and that's part of why I love it.
I know, in speaking to a lot of brides, that photography is certainly one of the most important aspects of their wedding, and they feel very overwhelmed because there's such a wide variety of different qualities. There's photographers all over the place.
Yes.
What are some of the best questions, the most insightful questions that brides should be asking when they're considering hiring a photographer?
Yeah, so there are a lot of us out there. and there are a lot of, like you said, a lot of different styles, a lot of different personalities. I think just to kind of talk about my work a little bit, I think it's a little bit different than what tends to be the trend nowadays. I think a lot of my work is more of a modern take on wedding photography. It's more bold, more colorful and vibrant and sharp. So I think that kind of sets me apart from the trend right now, which is kind of a more softer sort of look, which I'm very different than that. But I think as far as what people should be asking, one thing that I think is a really good idea is to ask to see a full gallery of a wedding, a start to finish wedding from a photographer, from the photographer that you're considering booking. I think it's really easy for us to put our 50 best pictures on our website.
Right. Right. Exactly.
It's a different thing when you actually get to see how the photographer handles a day from start to finish, and how they go from, you know, inside in a maybe like a candlelit ceremony outside to bright sunshine. And just to kind of make sure that they are capturing the kind of style and the kind of emotions that you want to see on your own wedding day.
And what I, one of the things I really appreciate about your work is there is certainly that emotional element to it. And weddings are a very emotional time.
Yes.
Emotionally fun, emotionally, you know, for the parents, a little sad and exciting, and and just in a very emotional thing. And it's really important to be able to capture that, not just
yes.
from a technical aspect, but also I think having the heart to be able to be caring enough to want to find out, dig a little deeper than just standing your group of people together. It's digging to see those little precious moments when they think nobody's looking.
Yes.
When people are really at their most natural. And I think that's what I think the best wedding photographs are the ones that are the most natural, and usually when people have no idea they're being photographed.
I think that's going to happen a lot throughout the day. There's going to be a lot of situations where there's something going on in the corner of the room where you're not at currently, and you don't know what's happening. And getting your photos back and seeing all these things that were happening, you know, when you were doing something else, it's kind of cool. One of the my favorite stories to tell about this kind of thing, this was a couple of years ago. During cocktail hour, I like to just kind of follow people around, especially VIPs like parents and grandparents and things like that.
Right.
And I'll very candidly photograph what's happening with those very special people. And I was photographing grandma talking to somebody. I wasn't sure who she was talking to, but I was photographing grandma. And I delivered the photos to the couple. And then later the bride said, we think this is hilarious, and we kind of want you to know that you photographed an apology that was supposed to happen 5 years ago between my grandmother and my cousin. And she finally went over and talked to her and like cleared the air, and like they were super happy and you know, ready to celebrate for the rest of the day. And they just thought it was hilarious that I captured that exact moment. And of course I had no idea that that was what's happening, cause I'm across the room, you know, zooming in on people. So
that's really incredible. That's a lot of it is by experience, just
yes.
kind of being around. Now you also have, more than just yourself, you have additional photographers, usually two. Is it now, how do you decide, the number of photographers you'll actually bring to a wedding? Is it the number of guests? Is it their budget, or how is that determined?
I always like to have a second photographer with me. She's been with me for over 5 years now, and she only works with me, and she happens to be my best friend too, which is kind of cool. But what I love about her is she just goes and does what I need her to do. She's not an assistant. She's not a newbie. She's somebody who works with me to get a really good, complete coverage for the day. There's so many things happening simultaneously and for a few seconds at a time that having two of us is just priceless. Just for an example, I'm capable of shooting the bride coming down the aisle and then swinging around and getting the groom's reaction. I can definitely do that. I've done that in the past. But I would so much rather focus on the bride coming down the aisle and then get a back shot of her coming up the aisle with the church in the background, things like that. And then the second photographer is focused on the groom's reaction and maybe the immediate family up at the top of the aisle getting their reactions. So it's moments like that that make having two of us just absolutely incredible, and I prefer to work that way.
The teamwork is really makes
definitely,
the biggest difference. Definitely,
definitely. It's a lot of stuff going on during a wedding.
Sure.
And I like to have that extra eye and that extra angle on things.
And one of the things that I think brides and grooms look for, at least initially, is they think that by putting down a name and an amount, that, oh, I can just save all this money. These guys will do it for X amount of dollars, and then they come in and do a very poor job for their wedding. And then you're not going to look at the photographs and go like, well, they're pretty horrible photographs, but I saved so much money with this photographer. Isn't that a great thing? No, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I wish I had spent the extra money to get somebody who's a real professional, somebody who's really top notch. What would you say to, how do you deal with brides, and what advice would you give to brides that get too caught up in the cost of hiring a cheap, quote unquote, cheaper photographer?
Yeah, well, there are definitely, there are photographers who charge more than me. There are photographers who charge less than me. And I base my pricing around my time to shoot, my time to edit. I'm not so much basing my pricing on products and other things, because I think, you know, if you get your photos back and you don't like them, what are you going to do with that album that you got for free? I mean, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So that's kind of how I prefer to have my basing, my price based around. But I think, you know, there are a lot of photographers out there, and I know that this is the same for other wedding vendors as well. And you just, I think as a bride or a groom, you really just need to look at the work, and you need to see, is this how I imagine my wedding photos looking? Are they special enough? Do they capture emotion? Do they tell the story of the wedding day? Are they in a style that you really like? I think that is the first thing you should be looking at before you look at products or other bells and whistles that may be included.
So the ability to have a wide variety of different types of weddings that you've done, right? So the ability to show that you've done weddings for a slightly older couple, maybe a couple that's wild and crazy and zany and another one who's kind of the anti-bride. So the ability to look at a photographer's wide variety of their work as opposed to like, well, this is kind of the meat and potatoes of what people are looking for. Having that full spectrum, I think, as you said, really gives people much more insight into what your range is and your ability to you know, adapt to their particular personality, their style, and kind of what they need. So that's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are also, of course, studios that have been around for 100 years, 50 years, and they send out random photographers. How is working with an independent photographer like yourself an advantage or different than working with someone like one of the old established studios?
Well, I think when you work with an independent photographer, you're most likely going to come across somebody who's very invested in retaining their reputation and very protective of their brand, so to speak. Not to get too like technical jargon, but I think that when you come across somebody who maybe doesn't shoot 200 weddings a year, then you're gonna have somebody who is gonna be more invested in each and every client. I think some of the big studios, their main objective is to sell products and to shoot as have as many different photographers shooting as many different weddings as possible. And I think with an independent photographer, you're more likely to have somebody who wants to tell a story and who wants to have a unique story for each and every wedding, and who wants to make sure that there's enough time to take care of that customer before, during, and after the wedding day. With an independent photographer, you're probably going to get somebody who's willing to work with you as a bride or a groom before the wedding to make sure that everything runs smoothly on the wedding day, and then during the wedding to make sure that you're having a lot of fun and that it's stress-free, and then after the wedding day to make sure all the photos are really polished and beautiful and perfectly presented. So I think basically you're more likely to get somebody who cares a lot if you have an independent photographer.
And also I feel that there's a lot of personal connection, because you're spending 8-9 hours with that particular person. So you want to feel that this is somebody you can really trust with getting dressed, getting your hair done, all those personal unique moments. And you're saying, I trust you with this one shot in my life.
Yeah.
And I think that's the advantage of saying, hey, Victoria, as opposed to, I'm not sure the name of this photographer guy who's going to be showing up on contract number, what's your username and password. And there is a certain element of uniqueness and fun. And I think it's got to, you have to have a personal connection with that bride and groom so that they trust you to say, you know, and somebody you're going to be spending 8-9 hours with.
Yeah, yeah. And it's or more.
Exactly, or more. And then, because then after the wedding, then you really start doing all the work and all the editing.
Yes.
And I think when you have a personal connection with someone, you're going to do a better job for somebody.
Absolutely. I think just getting to know the couples before is important. You definitely, when you're choosing a photographer, you want to make sure that they have the balance in mind of when to step in and help to manage things and when to step away and let things happen. And it's hard to trust somebody if you haven't talked with them beforehand. If you haven't maybe even met them in person, it might be a little bit more hard to trust that person. And I also think that independent photographers, they probably have more invested in their education, in technique, in making their work look as beautiful and perfect as possible, because that's their work. You know, this is going on their website. And I think if you're working for a big studio, you kind of just hand the photos over and that's it. So
you're right. You lose the connection because it's job number. What's the date of your event?
Right.
And they've got thousands and thousands of files.
Yeah.
And I think it is kind of unique relationship that you're going to be having with them. Now, of course, online has really taken off quite a bit in terms of people's websites, advertising on people's websites. You've got now people doing selfies all over the place, taking photographs, all the guests taking photographs. And how has, and then posting things on social media, how has the world of social media specifically affected the photography business? Has it helped you share your photographs more? Has it kind of turned things over a little bit more to some of the guests? Or how would you say social media has affected your business?
I think it's a good thing. I think that it just gets people excited about photos in general. Mm-hmm. I've had clients, potential clients, ask me, do we need to tell everybody to not take photos on the wedding day? And no, that's ridiculous, because nobody's going to listen to you, by the way.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know, everybody's excited. They want to take pictures. They want to be part of the moment. They want to preserve that moment. And most of the time, people are very conscientious, and they'll take their picture and then they'll put their phone away. And that, I've actually kind of learned to incorporate that kind of thing, where sometimes you'll see the bride coming down the aisle and there's this sea of cell phones. And I will kind of put that in the story, because that's what's happening. And that is just kind of a sign of the times. So I'll incorporate that rather than having that be a negative thing. But I think people taking photos with their iPhones, it's going to look a lot different than what I do.
Of course, right.
So I'm not worried about that at all. I think that iPhones actually can take some really nice pictures outside. And you know, it's nice to have that instant moment captured. But it's just not going to be comparable to a professional photographer and lighting and composition. And, it's never going to be quite that high of a quality to compete. So I'm not worried at all.
Good. And it's great that there's so many different outlets like Tumblr and Twitter and Facebook to be able to share these photos that, that you've taken, with all their family and friends much faster. So it certainly helps in terms of you being able to share your great work too.
Yeah, I love being able to kind of show instantly what's going on. Sometimes we'll take some Instagram photos from the day itself. And then usually about 3 a.m. after a wedding, couples will find me posting a preview of something that I just photographed. And I think part of that is just I'm so excited to show one of my favorite photos. And I think it's really cool to see a picture from your professional wedding photographer the night of your wedding, if you're still up at 3 a.m. at least in the morning when you wake up, there's probably going to be a picture from your wedding from me. So it's really cool to be able to do that for people.
Technology is a great thing in the sense you know, it certainly makes the editing process easier, and it also makes the ability to do things much easier as well. With all the different changes going on with with technology, with the level of quality of cameras and flashes and stuff. Mm-hmm. How do you stay on the cutting edge of making sure that all the cameras and flashes and equipment you have is state of the art?
I definitely, I'm always educating myself. There's with photography, you will never stop learning. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how experienced you are. You will never stop learning. And that's part of why I love it as well. I'm definitely a gadget freak, so I'm susceptible to new things coming out and trying them. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You know, I'll experiment on my cats at home before I try it at a wedding. But I definitely am up on the latest technology. A lot of my work has to do with interesting, unique lighting. Mm-hmm. So that definitely lends itself to being, like you said, on the cusp of all the latest technology. And I think that maybe sets me apart a little too. I think there's a lot, of photographers out there who kind of describe themselves as natural light photographers. And I think that that's great on a day where you can control things. On a wedding day, it's very difficult to control situations. You can't have the church turn their lights on brighter. You can't make the sun come out at night. I definitely am always looking for ways to educate myself to make the photos better indoors and outdoors.
Yeah, and having the greatest cameras and the top of the line flashes are one thing, but it's really, you know, the experience and the ability to use those techniques that really make great photographs. Because
yeah,
as you know, there's a lot of people, well, my Uncle Bob's going to do it, and he's got this $10,000 camera that he bought at Best Buy, so he's going to, you know, and then the photographs don't work out, and then your relationship with Uncle Bob is kind of over. So never hire anybody you can't fire, and that applies to all your wedding vendors, by the way.
And Uncle Bob should be a guest at the wedding.
Absolutely. It's not a lot of pressure, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot of pressure on Uncle Bob. And I'm sure he's a great guy and a heck of a dancer, but you know, let him do that. Don't try this at home, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what would you say, somebody's now hired you and now they're getting ready. It's, you know, a week before the wedding. What are the things that they can do as a bride and groom to make sure that you get all the information you need to get the best photographs, the best results for their wedding?
So this is something that I find very important. I am definitely very involved with my couples before the wedding day as well as on the wedding day. About 6 weeks before the wedding, I will send out a questionnaire, and sometimes even a little bit sooner, because sometimes a makeup artist or your limo or somebody will need to know what time to pick you up, and you'll kind of need to work backwards in your schedule to figure out what time to start. So I'm happy to help my clients with that. So I send out a questionnaire that kind of asks a bunch of questions that I'm going to use the answers to come up with a really good, stress-free, fun timeline for the photography. Most people don't know how long the portraits are going to take. They don't know how long family photos are going to take. Most people, this is the first time they planned a big event like this. So I'm happy to help people figure out how much time they need for things and figure out what's important to them. Do they prefer candids over family photos, formal family photos? Do they prefer a more natural documentary approach to their portraits, or do they want something more stylized? That takes a little bit more time. So there's a lot of things that I ask people before the wedding, and that kind of helps us come up with a really good plan on the wedding day.
Okay. And in terms of the pricing, is it traditionally like an 8-hour package? Is it depend completely on the photographer? Is there a certain standard package that most people go by, and then you kind of adapt from there?
I think everybody does it differently, and it kind of depends on the style of the photographer. There's a lot of more purely photojournalistic photographers who maybe they can work with 6 or 8 hours in a day. And for me, I do things a little bit differently. I think for the most part, I'm definitely a documentary photojournalistic kind of wedding photographer. Mm-hmm. But I also really love to do super creative, dynamic portraits. And I like to photograph all the little details of the day, like the flowers and the cake and the dress and things like that. So that just means I need a little bit more time to kind of stylize things and to work with my couples on posing and, you know, pose them without posing them, which I don't know if that makes any sense, mm-hmm. but sure. Just guiding people so that they feel comfortable. And you know, everybody needs a little bit of help in front of the camera. So I like to have a little bit more time. So I only do 10-hour packages. I don't do less than that because I don't want to photograph part of the day. I want to photograph the whole day.
And you go in with a certain list of shots or does a bride give you, like, we want to get photographs of me getting my hair done, or I don't want photographs of me getting my hair done, or we want a photograph of me and my grandmother's, or do you list those things out, or is it a little bit more of an improvisational type of feel for that?
I think for the most part, you definitely don't have to list things like picture of the first kiss, picture of the first dance. That's something that we're going to get anyway. Basically, if it's happening, we're going to photograph it. So things like that, you don't have to write down. But if you have a friend who's performing a song, it's nice to know that that is a person who is involved with you. And I'll take like maybe a couple extra pictures of that person. And it's good to know there's certain people who have come from halfway across the world or something like that. I'll try to get a couple extra pictures of them. I like to know details like that because then that kind of focuses me a little bit. But as far as a shot list, I definitely, I don't think that photojournalistic photographers really work with that, because then we'll be obsessed with checking things off the list and not with looking for moments that are happening.
I see. Okay. What about different venues? Because as you know, there is a wide variety of different venues with different heights, different ceilings,
windows,
different lighting, you know, all kinds of different factors. How do you take all those things into consideration? Do you bring certain equipment for, oh, we're playing this place? Or is it just kind of you bring all your stuff and adapt at kind of on the fly?
There are a lot of unique venues in the Chicago area. And I've photographed over 300 weddings. So I've kind of gotten a really good list of challenges and how to tackle them in my brain. And a lot of the time, especially during a reception, they're going to be on the more dimly lit side. And I actually love the way that looks. I think it's more romantic. It's more kind of atmospheric. I'm definitely not going to adjust the house lights or anything like that. Okay. So I always have an idea in mind before I shoot a wedding of what I'm going to do at that particular place. I always have tons of ideas, and I'll storyboard the night before a wedding, and I'll have a list of things to try, a list of things to remember about the particular venue. But for the most part, it's definitely more about capturing the moments that are going on, and just kind of going with the flow, because you really can't plan too much with a wedding. So,
exactly. Well, thank you so much, Victoria, for being on our initial podcast.
Absolutely.
You've been a great guest, and hopefully all you brides and grooms out there have really gotten some great information, some insights, so that you can make the best decision for getting a master level photographer like Victoria for your wedding. And to contact her, you can take a look at her fabulous website, which is sprungphoto.com. That's S-P-R-U-N-G photo.com. And you can reach her at 312-235-6779. That's 312-235-6779. Or cell phone, 312-560-0401. And in case you are looking for an amazing live wedding band, we have a great music company, David Rothstein Music, our website. And you can see some photographs by Victoria on there. It is at drsmusic.com. That's drsmusic.com. Feel free to share this podcast with a number of your friends. Put the word out. If you have some ideas about different topics or guests, let me know. I really appreciate all of you listening. And I wish you all the best for an absolutely amazing wedding that's going to be authentic, fun, and true to who you guys are as a couple. So thanks for listening, and best wishes for an amazing wedding. Thank you so much.
Bye.